Hey, hi there. I'm Chanel Annable, an addiction and mental health promotion facilitator with Alberta Health Services, or AHS. Though we have a number of mental health supports at AHS, today I just want to talk a little bit about a program called Tough Enough to Talk About It. So Tough Enough to Talk About It is a program aimed at employees and leadership in trades, industry, and agriculture. Presentations are offered to workplaces through AHS, and the information is designed to increase awareness about stress, declining mental well-being, and the potential for suicidal behavior. The program was created by the Resource Center for Suicide Prevention in Grand Prairie, and it was originally named Men at Risk when it launched in 1999, but the name was later updated to reflect the reality that more women were employed in these sectors. So they just wanted to make it more inclusive and change the name to Tough Enough to Talk About It. The program not only helps people who might be experiencing their own decline in mental well-being or suicidal thoughts, but it also provides information to all so that friends, family, and colleagues of someone facing mental health challenges know how to identify declining mental well-being and help them in what to say and do. So the stats around this are quite alarming. Suicide is the leading cause of injury death in Western Canada. About 70% of all suicide deaths in Canada are among working-aged adults, ages 30 to 64, and men contribute to a large portion of that percentage. And businesses in Canada lost $6 billion in productivity due to poor mental health in 2011, and that's the latest date we have for collection of that data. So those stats are from quote-unquote normal times. The past 19 months have obviously been much more difficult thanks to the COVID pandemic. We face so many unknowns, and that adds to the already unique nature of the trades, industry, and agriculture sectors. And we know that mental health challenges for everyone are more prevalent since the pandemic began. So Tough Enough to Talk About It can help ease some of those negative outcomes by making sure that all employees know how and where to get help that they need. The program also teaches individuals how to have those difficult conversations when they notice someone is struggling. Tough Enough to Talk About It reduces stigma around mental health by opening up the conversation about suicide and provides employees the tools to create safer workplaces. So what do you need to know if you think such a program would be beneficial to your workplace? The presentation has recently been updated over the past year, so it can be delivered virtually as well as in person, and the presentations range from 90 minutes to six-hour seminars that are targeted at employees and leadership. AHS health promotion facilitators, including those here in Olds, are trained in presenting this program and offer it free of charge. Businesses in Olds can request presentations through health promotion facilitator Christine Laval at 403-896-9458 or email christine.laval@albertahealthservices.ca. If you're in another part of Alberta, you can check with your nearest AHS Community Addiction and Mental Health Clinic and see how you can get that presentation to you. An important point to remember is that there's always support for those who need it. We really encourage people to seek help when they're not feeling like themselves. Find someone you're comfortable talking to and let them know what's going on. Don't hesitate to reach out to your local mental health professionals. In Olds, AHS has single-session counseling services at the Olds Provincial Building, so you can book an appointment by calling 403-507-8174. And if you need help after hours, there is the AHS Mental Health Helpline at 1-877-303-2642. But perhaps the easiest way to remember where to look for contacts and resources is to visit ahs.ca/help-in-tough-times. There's a ton of good information on there for people to check out. Some of it does relate to COVID, but it is just good information all around to have at your disposal. And just remember that help is always available. Thank you for listening.